Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What? Happy hour. Hey, you know what? It is swimming in estrogen.
Yes.
Happy hour.
Totes.
Right? In response to the leaked Supreme Court thing. And also women's soccer getting pay parity.
Yeah.
We have awesome Representative Barbara Lee and Allison Gill of Mueller, She Wrote and the Daily Beans.
Yep.
Two female superheroes. We have to do something, Travis, before She-Hulk drops. Travis and I are currently obsessed with She-Hulk. Cannot wait.
She's green and she's angry and
right.
We like her that way.
And it's going to drop right before Roe v. Wade is overturned.
Yes.
We're all She-Hulk. We are all She-Hulk now.
I like that Mark Ruffalo's Smart Hulk is in there a lot, too.
Yes.
And she's Smart Hulk, too. Yeah. She's able to practice law and be
and
a Hulk
be
at
a
the
Hulk.
Same time.
Yeah.
Both Barbara Lee and Allison Gill this week dredged up horrible, painful memories for them. Mm-hmm. Allison in the Washington Post, very powerful piece of being raped while she was in the military and having to have an abortion. And Barbara Lee had a back alley abortion in Mexico a long time ago. And as someone said, the fact that women should have to dredge up the most painful moments in their life for public consumption to get back a right we have already had for 50 years, yeah. It says everything about where we are right now.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like the happiest of happy hours, but it is. There's still jokes.
Yeah. These are the jokes, folks.
It's still funny. Okay. And it's all we can do. We guess how it gives us our strength, right? Mm-hmm. It gives us our inner She-Hulk.
No.
I don't know. All right.
We'll work that one out.
Yeah, we'll work it out. Okay.
Workshop.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Enjoy. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
One of our heroes, Representative Barbara Lee, in her Shirley Chisholm sweatshirt, right? Protesting, trying to get back the rights the women have had for 50 years, and then we have yet another tragedy here in the U.S. of A. And I could not want to talk to anybody more than Representative Barbara Lee this morning. Representative, good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie. Nice being with you.
You too. You tweeted it. You said this was a racially motivated mass murder. As we are tragically reminded, the greatest domestic terror threat is gun violence from extremist white supremacists. I mean, I feel like this is a problem that also, involves the mainstream media, that we have just got to start calling this out, as some people are starting to do, Representative, saying this is one party in the United States. It is one network that is inciting this violence. This manifesto could be a Tucker Carlson white replacement theory monologue. It could have been taken from an Elise Stefanik ad about replacement theory, right? I mean, we've got to start calling this out before we're going to have any chance of stopping it, aren't we?
Stephanie, let me tell you, I'm heartbroken. My condolences and prayers are with the families and the victims of this horrific tragedy. And also, I just want to say my district, Oakland, Berkeley, 13th Congressional District, I have talked with Congressman Brian Hicks, who represents that area, and my district is willing to help with the families and any necessary funds or what we need to do to help, because what's happened in Buffalo is happening all around. It's like Buffalo today, it could be any other city tomorrow. And what you have said and what I see is this toxic combination of the lack of gun safety measures. Guns are available everywhere to anyone. And unfortunately, the NRA and the Republicans won't even support our common sense, very modest gun safety measures, such as background checks, closing the Charleston loophole. And they won't call out white supremacy and hate. I haven't heard too many Republicans condemn what took place in Buffalo. And this is serious, because this toxic combination of domestic terrorism by white supremacists, which is the highest national security threat, and the availability of guns leads to what we unfortunately have experienced now in Buffalo. And enough is enough. This country has to understand we're on the brink. And this is part, another way to fundamentally undermine our democratic rights and our democracy, because this is a multiracial country. Hate is so prevalent now, and it's because it's been normalized through this right-wing media and through, of course, the words and the sinister hate speech that Donald Trump spewed, not only during his campaign, but during the entire time he was in the White House.
Reverend Sharpton pointed out yesterday, Representative, that this kid was 15. He's 18 now. He was 15 when he heard the president of the United States say there are fine people on both sides of Charlottesville. So you're right. I do put a lot of this at Donald Trump's doorstep. You know, this has become normalized. It was, you know, the El Paso shooter. That was the largest Latino mass murder we had, based entirely on his immigration rhetoric. I mean, it is, it's just long past time that we just start calling this what this is, because it is. I was looking at you and I thought, what a weekend for you when you see this happen again in Buffalo, this race, you know, same thing we saw at Mother Emanuel Church. And you tweeted, I'm so incredibly proud of my goddaughter, Haley, who at just 19 years old has become the youngest black woman to ever graduate from law school in the United States. Oh, my God. How amazing. Right. And here's this kid at 18 hunting black people. Right. It's like we live in both of those Americas.
Yeah, it's a tale of two Americas. We see hate speech, of course, leads to hate violence. We see this each and every day. We see also these glimmer of hopes, like my goddaughter, Haley, who's very clear in terms of who she is and what she must do as a lawyer to address the systemic and structural issues of racism and all of the fundamental hate issues that permeate this country. And so young people, I have a lot of hope in, because they understand and they get it. But there's some young people who are so impressionable that Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson, a right-wing hate speech movement can penetrate many of these white young people, and they become part of the movement to embrace, which have embraced, this great replacement theory. And so you have these young people, you know, it's horrible for me to think of young white people not understanding and seeing the beauty of diversity and why this country, how it was built on immigrants, and why we have to be a country that embraces racial diversity and is tolerant of other people, other religions, and young people should be all on board on that. And so to see these young white supremacists buy into the right-wing white supremacist domestic terrorism agenda is very sad. It's dangerous. But on the other hand, young people like Haley, I believe there are more of them than not.
That's right. And by the way, thank you for tying all these issues together and not wanting Haley to grow up in a world where she has less rights than you did, where she lacks a right we've had for 50 years. You said, you tweeted, let's be clear, reproductive freedom is a racial justice issue, an economic justice issue, a human rights issue. And, you know, thank you for your courage and just eloquent speaking out about your own experience. I think you've empowered so many women. You talked about your abortion in a back alley in Mexico as a teenager. You said it was personal and private. You left your home in El Paso, Texas. It was your best option. You said, fortunately, I survived. But during that period, so many African-American women died from septic abortions. The fact, the thought of Haley and other young women going back to that has got to be personally wrenching for you.
It's very scary, because I knew what could happen, that I could die. My mother, my late beloved mother, helped me through the process of coming to this decision. Now, mind you, I was raised in the Catholic Church. I went to Catholic school, the whole nine yards.
Me too.
Again, this is a personal decision. It was a private decision. I never talked about it. And I didn't think I needed to, because it's nobody else's business. Just like right now, it should be a private personal decision. No politician or jurist should be able to make a decision over what I do with my body. Yeah. And that's what I believed then. That's what my mother believed. And the only reason I spoke out was because I saw all these draconian laws coming down that would take us back, not move us forward. And that here we go again, fighting these battles. And I remember Shirley Chisholm early on said that reproductive freedom, reproductive justice was an issue. And this is in the early 70s, of racial and economic justice. So here we are again. So I don't want my goddaughter, my granddaughters, young people to have to live in a world without rope. I mean, this is something that is unacceptable and it's scary, but we're going to keep fighting. And like I said at the speech yesterday, those who are trying to criminalize our bodies, those who are trying to criminalize us for protect, for doing and making our own decisions, we'll see them at the ballot box in November.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And just quickly, courage begets courage. You said, I find more men and women sharing stories with me that you would not believe. Colleagues I've known 30 years, friends I've known forever have shared their stories, but never publicly. That's because of your courage. And can we point out here in this great state of California, the only one that was right about Afghanistan.
Yes.
Let's just say, do what Barbara Lee says. It will work out best in the end for you. Representative, I know you got to go. Thank you so much. We're always grateful for your time.
My pleasure. Nice being with you. Take care of yourselves.
You too, Representative. You too. There she goes. Representative Barbara Lee.
Yeah.
Oh,
love her.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Saving Democracy. It's what the midterms are all about, as is the Sexy Liberal Save Democracy Tour.
That's right.
I wonder if AG is going to come up from San Diego October 22nd for the big LA show.
Oh my God.
Speaking of elections, you tweeted, how come none of the Republican candidates in the Pennsylvania Senate race are trying to throw out all those mail-in ballots they're waiting for? Seems weird that they use them all at all. there's just, I have to say, it gives me great joy this week that they are such a hot mess. They're fighting each other in Pennsylvania. They're sicking lawyers on each other already over the whatever Oz McCormick thing going on. They're all blaming each other for Mastriano getting in, right? Trump has now dumped David Perdue right days before he's going to lose by 25 points, right? I mean, it's fantastic, isn't it? Madison Cawthorn is the cherry on the... He's the hairy cherry on the Sunday of this week's Republican dysfunction. Sorry, go ahead.
I love when my enemies beat each other up.
Yeah.
It's fun. And it's of note, I think, that Trump is willing to go after members of his own party with the big lie.
Right. Yes. No, it's fantastic. And it did not help David Perdue at all. It probably. Anyway, you had some good advice. You said Democratic politicians need to stop reacting to what the polls show voters were fed by the media, gas prices, for example, and start leading the voters about what's actually important, preserving democracy. Talk to us more about how we do that, because that's absolutely what this election is about. Democracy or not.
Well, and I should put this out here. The things that we're reacting to are important things: gas prices, inflation, baby formula shortages, etc. But if you spend all of your time dodging balls that the GOP throws at you instead of picking up a ball and throwing it, it's going to make it a lot harder to hold the House and the Senate in the midterms. And I feel like we need to be on the attack, on the offense, talking about preserving democracy. We need to reclaim the word freedom. We need to talk about patriotism and what it really means. Freedom can't mean you're in my bedroom making my decisions. You know, you're in my uterus. You're telling me what books I can't read. You're telling me I can't say gay. That's not freedom. And it's time to take freedom back from the Republican Party. And we can't do that if we keep dodging balls like inflation and gas prices and all that stuff.
I feel like you said dodging balls too close to the Madison Cawthorn story.
Jeez.
I was hoping you'd work that in there.
I did. Okay, so...
Did it? Work that in there? Okay.
His cousin was surprised he didn't come from behind. I stole that joke from someone. Oh, my. Okay. Okay. But listen, you know, it really is true. It's like, do you agree with the Buffalo Shooters manifesto, which could be any Tucker Carlson monologue any night or an Elise Stefanik ad? Or you know, are you with the vast majority of sane Americans? You know, do you believe in women's bodily autonomy? I was talking about women's soccer achieving pay parity, and the men helped. Guess what? Abortion's not just a women's issue, right?
No.
I mean,
right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's freedom. And in that Alito decision, it says anyone's rights that happened in the last 200 years are at risk. Which means to me, like, well, why do we even have amendments to the Constitution? But okay, that's what we need to be talking about. We need to be talking about the slow creep of autocracy, why it's appealing. And it's appealing because democracy is slow. The Department of Justice is quiet. It's hard to get things passed through Congress. It's by design that way. That is how democracy is. And it is. And it, in this instant gratification world, it can seem very frustrating and very angering. And that's the point, right? That is the point of autocracy, is to make you think democracy sucks and that both sides are the same and that, you know, we need to burn it to the ground and start over. And that's how countries lose their democracies.
Yeah. And I think it was Val Demings this week, Allison, that said, you know, women shouldn't have to unearth their worst pain and their most painful moments in their life to get rights back that mm-hmm. we've had for 50 years, like Lucy McBath did this week, like you did this week in the Washington Post. And congratulations. What a, you know, just a brave, powerful article. You just said overturning Roe would be disastrous for the U.S. military. And you write, when I was 21, I was drugged and raped violently while serving in the military, a crime that resulted in pregnancy. Had I not had access to abortion, the assault would have ended my career, derailed my life. Military readiness would be directly affected. And you just talked about how prevalent rape in the military is. But anyway, thank you. This piece was great. And it was, you know, just impactful. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Yeah, it's important that people know that storytelling is going to be so important for as we reclaim the idea of freedom from the Republicans. We have to get our stories out. We have to show Americans that it's not just, you know, abortion care doesn't just impact who you think it impacts.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. So many sections of society, and that it's not going to stop at reproductive rights. It's going to go into marriage equality. They're going to go after so many different rights that we've spent so long fighting for. So we need to tell our stories. And so that's why I wanted to do that.
You make so many great points in here, but primarily active duty service members don't exactly get to choose what state they serve in. They don't have the freedom to travel to other states without a leave. You said military leaders are often averse to having sexual assault associated with their command, not to mention the rapist often is in the chain of command. This leads to situations in which it's unsafe to report rape. And if there's no safe space to report rape, there's certainly no safe space to request leave to travel for abortion care. You know, and this is just one, this is just the military, this whole story is so wrenching to me. You said the officer told you I could lose my prestigious nuclear position. He said I'd be dishonorably discharged for filing a false report and court-martialed for adultery because my rapist was married. I left believing it was my fault, a lie that took over a decade of therapy to undo, one I was terrified to mention to anyone. There was no morning after pill to prevent pregnancy back then, but when I discovered I was pregnant, I was able to access abortion care at a nearby Planned Parenthood, along with a counseling referral. The trauma from the rape almost cost me my life. Access to the care I received afterward saved me. You know, again, like Lucy McBath this week saying, what miscarriage should I have been imprisoned for? I mean, the fact that you're having to unearth this pain, and Lucy McBath and Barbara Lee was on our show this week talking about her back alley abortion in Mexico and back in whenever, right?
That's an incredible story.
Yeah. But talk about what this was like for you to have to unearth this, but to be faced with a right, again, that women have had for 50 years, for 50 years.
It's not easy. I mean, it's obviously re-traumatizing. But it's necessary. Think of all the women who are simply unable to to relive that trauma and tell their story. I don't know what else to say about it other than it's tragic. It's inhumane.
Yeah.
It's really inhumane to do this to people.
I mean, even this Kathy Barnett story, they're saying the reason that she got even as far as she did is because, oh, her story resonated with Republicans. Their mother was 11 when she was raped, but chose not to abort her. And I'm like, okay, so are we cheering for that, for 11-year-olds, every 11-year-old having to have a child because your mom, I mean, it just.
Yeah, and if she's a Republican, I don't feel like she's dealt with that trauma.
Yeah. I just, that was like, wow, okay, so that means it's a good thing for 11-year-olds to be forced to give birth? Like, I don't.
Anyway. Yeah, that's a weird flex.
Yeah. Bob in New York, you're on with Allison. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, yeah, I'm with you guys on all that, and the, it's a little young, but I wanted to get back to the election. Watch 2000 Mule that tells the truth, and the truth will be shown. You
oh
guys are
God.
Done.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow. Sorry, I meant. Okay, he is referring to the Dinesh D'Souza film that's
film?
Talks about election.
Fanfic?
Something about election fraud. Mm-hmm. Oh, dear God. Oh, we're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every point in that film made has been proven.
Has been debunked.
Has been debunked.
Yes.
By many,
the
many.
That's what, by the way, that's what David Perdue's whole pitch was before Trump just dumped him.
The only thing I was worried about.
Have you seen 2000 Mules? Yeah, go ahead.
Was when Madison Cawthorn just, you know, tweeted out 2000 Mules, and I was like, in a row?
Robert in Florida, you're on with.
Please don't show us the video.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Robert, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to tell Karen, if she's listening, you know, it's a beautiful thing you're doing, taking your mother home. We have a friend that's taking her mother back to Ireland. She passed away, and that's beautiful, but just the thought of that is making me tear up. But, you know, and hearing your story, you know, and other women's story, I don't need to hear it. I mean, I feel terrible that you have to say it. It's just, I can't believe we're here. This is not where we're supposed to be. But, Mama, I called about Elon Musk there. You know, Elon, oh, my God. Elon Musk with you know, paying off this girl $250,000 to stay quiet, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking they need to sue her lawyer for malpractice. I mean, the guy's got more money, you know. And the other thing is Donald Trump's probably laughing because, hey, you know, he only paid her $140 and he got to have his way with her, you know. It's just, Mama.
Yeah.
You know,
all right. This is not a good week for men. Place. It's not a good week for men except for the men's soccer team, to which we give them some applause. Okay. But isn't it the same thing? That's what I was saying. It's like, yes, that's why abortion is a men's issue, too. So, like soccer, you know, it takes men supporting women as well. AG, as you know, I'm a giant homo. But as I understand it, men still have something to do with pregnancy. Do they not?
They have the only thing to do with pregnancy.
Kevin in D.C., you're on with AG. Hello.
Good morning. And Ms. Gill, I am so furious that you have to, I mean, you're brave enough to tell your story regarding this issue, to bring it home to the brick brains or misogynists or anything you want to call them that can't or won't get it. But it's whether it's you or one of the actors on Saturday Night Live or Congresswoman who brought that up. I don't get why you all even have to do this, because to me, this is like a water's wet 2 + 2 = 4 thing. If you truly... You don't even have to be somebody joked the other day, I was talking to an Alan Alder sensitive type. This seemed like such a basic humanity. If you feel women are even near equal to you, I don't understand why there's even a semi-argument about having autonomy over your own body. What do you think women are?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know. As Robert just said, I don't know how we got to this point where it's even a battle. So I hope people, once again now, we've said it before that this is the most important election, blah, blah, blah. But this truly is. This is no more a thing about who's more pure and
absolutely,
I can't
honey.
Vote for so-and-so.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't get me started on ideological purity in this midterm.
That's how we got to this point.
Yep.
Apathetic voters.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we were saying that. I mean, half the country doesn't vote, AG. How do we get them to understand we are literally on the verge of losing our democracy?
And that's why I tell the story. And that's why everyone needs to tell their story, if they are able to tell their stories, if they're comfortable to tell their stories. And my story appeared in an Oscar nominated documentary. So I've been telling it for a while, you know?
Yeah.
So I have the wherewithal to do it. I have the strength to do it. I have a very good support system that allows me to do it. And if you can, and it's not just my story, anyone's story where your rights are being trampled, anyone's story needs to be told. Everyone.
By the way, here's a little, just a tip for all y'all. No one enjoys it. No one wants to have to tell these stories again and have to fight for the right that we've had for 50 years. But, you know, there it is.